Malachi, yeah. So, both of the themes that I mentioned are clear in the ending of the Old Testament. And the book of Malachi, which wraps up the Old Testament, we learn about the situation between God and his people as they entered into a time of waiting. So, the Israelites were being unfaithful and defiant, turning away from God, and leaving themselves in a place of spiritual darkness, needing light. But God had also given them a promise, which would stand ready to be fulfilled at the right time. And that promise was this: "See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the hearts of the children to their parents, or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction." Then with that, the Old Testament ends and God goes quiet. And no scripture is written for a long time. Does anyone know how long it was between the end of the Old Testament and the start of the New Testament? Yeah, 400 years. That's a really long time. So in the build-up to Jesus coming, there was a long, long period of darkness. But then, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. Advent is where we can consider the huge difference between the darkness which we lived in without Jesus and the light which we have when he came into the world and into our lives. As for anticipation, imagine getting told the climax of a story was going to happen soon. In this case, it's the Messiah, Jesus, coming to earth. And then having to wait and wait and wait for 400 years for that climax to come. That's an anticipation that we don't experience when Christmas happens every year. So what's Advent for? It's a reminder of that anticipation that was there in the waiting for Jesus' coming. I mean, we're even waiting for this since the fall of humanity. So it's not even just the gap between the end of the Old Testament and the start of the New Testament. It goes back right to the start of the Old Testament, between then until the start of the New Testament. So in Genesis 3, verse 15, God says to the serpent, "He will crush your head and you will strike his heel." And that gives a glimpse to the end of the story, which has only just begun. That means everything in the Old Testament builds up to the coming of the Saviour who would crush the head of the serpent and restore us to the Father once again. How incredible, then, that this big, long, unified story leads us to a small child whose birth we celebrate at Christmas. So, let's consider these two things: darkness and light, and anticipation of this King of Kings.
We are all on a journey of discovery and exploration. It is a journey of growth and understanding. We're all on this journey, searching for something. This is why we celebrate Advent. I don't care whether you think of Advent as a calendar, baking madness, existential dread, or chocolate, which I've not got any, thanks to Mum with her reusable Build-A-Picture wands. Advent is a time of preparation, of anticipation, of looking towards something greater. Towards Jesus. The Bible tells us that when Jesus came into this world, he was born in not the best circumstances. We all know the story. He was born in a stable, and the only people who were there to witness it were some shepherds and some wise men, along with some animals whose food was currently being sat on by Jesus. But what I want to think about is, if God put his son, the best person in the world, in a food bin for animals, what's stopping him from choosing you to spread his word? We celebrate Advent as a reminder that Jesus came into the world to save us from our sin. He saved everyone by putting himself in agony that nowadays is literally against human rights, just so we can have a relationship with God. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, Paul wrote, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We're all sinners, whether you like it or not, but Jesus came into the world to save us from our sins. He sacrificed his life so that we might have eternal life." We celebrate Advent not just because of Jesus, but for Jesus. Some people will be wondering, okay, I know why we celebrate Advent, but how is this relevant? That's easy. Brings chocolate. But no, seriously, let's face it. Life can be unpredictable and at times downright challenging. Advent brings the message of hope right when it's needed most. In a world dealing with uncertainty, the anticipation of something better, symbolised by the first candle of hope, becomes a guiding light, reminding us that there is a source of hope beyond our immediate circumstances. Especially today, it can also act as a brief pause for a bit, so we can gather ourselves. Let's not try and hide this. Things are expensive nowadays and are only getting worse. Don't worry, I won't go into politics. People may need something to look to, and that's what Advent is helping with. It's something a person can look to for that hope they need. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, it says, "Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." I feel like this is the goal of my talk. Advent is preparing. The verse says to prepare your mind. I've mentioned setting your sights on Jesus. The verse says to set your hope fully on the grace brought to you by Jesus. Advent is about the Lord, so celebrate it like he's with you. Go out and celebrate, for the Lord is with you. Let him fill you up with hope for the next few Sundays. Not just the next few Sundays, but definitely through the time before Christmas. Some people will be struggling around Christmas, whether it be buying gifts at all because of rent, electricity and water bills being so high. They could be struggling with paying for heating, or even just that they don't have anyone for Christmas. So to them, Advent may be a really important thing. And if it is to you, that's okay. And if it isn't for you, that's still okay. Everyone's different, which is like Advent. Anyone can celebrate it any way they like, but everyone has the same goal of growing their relationship with Jesus and the Lord. Just like Christmas, the days before should be celebrated just as much. Imagine being those people at Jesus' birth. The shepherds, outcasts that no one wanted to talk to, got to see him themselves. Think of the joy and the awe that they would have been feeling. So what's stopping you from feeling the same emotions? He is the Messiah, he is the Saviour, but most importantly, he is here. All right, there's only a couple.